what we have seen in the last number of years and what the ASCI has been raising awareness over the last number of years now is that we have a teacher retention and recruitment crisis in this country. This has been, we have engaged with the department, we have put forward solutions for it, but, you know, sadly, we are still seeing that it's not being tackled properly. When you see that 65% of Irish post-primary schools employed unqualified people during the last year. Nothing against the unqualified individuals. Some of them will be doing their absolute best. But it definitely is concerning because, obviously, they are responsible for curriculum delivery to these students. And it's certainly going to be a disruptive learning experience for the students. So it's definitely not something that we would be advocating.
So poor overall, you know, it's these figures are a result of a number, well, you mentioned those number of factors that have impacted on this. Do you feel that, you know, if a similar report would be published maybe in 12 months time even, that this figure will rise again?
I think so, because the ASTI and other teacher unions have flagged the reasons. There are reasons why there is a retention and recruitment crisis. We've flagged those reasons. I think there was a notion that the population was going to decrease because of, you know, analytics they had done in terms of population growth. But we've actually seen now that the population, instead of decreased, has increased. They're going to have to address these issues. You know, you can't have a stopgap measure of bringing unqualified people into schools. As I said, it's very disruptive for any child's education when there's a number of people trying to deliver a course. And look, it goes without saying that an unqualified person, you know, while they may try their absolute best, certainly the quality of education will be lowered when you are this dependent on, you know, unqualified teachers.